Shall we have a go? Shall we have a go? Shall we have a go? Shall we play Postcode Wars? Let's do it. Yes, it's time for our Saturday morning quiz, Postcode Wars. Two contestants, both with a local event or attraction to sell. Each has 60 seconds to answer as many questions as they can about where they live. And remember, they're going up against the gong. Here's the rules. If you know the answer, great. If you don't know the answer, have a guess, because if it's a draw, the person with the least passes will be declared the winner. The prize, you get to tell us about your local attraction or event, and we'll play your song request on the show. That's how it works. So let's find out who we've got on the line and who's going to be playing Postcode Wars this week. We've got Della, who is representing Hemel, and also we've got Mark representing Chesham. Hello, Della.
Hello, Ed. Good morning.
How are you doing? Good morning. How's it going? How's your morning going so far?
Wonderful, thank you. Lovely day.
It's weird. You know what? It's all right. Even though I've just seen someone walking past wearing a winter jacket and a hat, so that's not a good sign. And it's kind of foggy.
I don't know, it's all the fashion.
Listen, it could be the fashion, and hopefully things will change. But are you confident? Or do you think you're going to scoop this? You think you're going to win today?
Yes, I am. Fully confident.
Okay, fingers crossed. Okay, stay there, Della. Let's speak to Mark representing Cheshire. Mark, how are you doing?
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Not too bad. How's your morning going so far?
The sky's blue, the sun is shining. It looks like a glorious day.
See, where's the... Listen, you've stolen the sun from us. What's going on? It's just looking a bit bleak round here in Dunstable. No sun.
Dunstable's always been a bit bleak, sorry.
Listen, all right, listen. Hang on. We're not having that. We're not having that. That's instant, like, disqualification for that, for saying that. Do you reckon...
I love Dunstable. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Della. Let's bring some love, positivity on the show this morning. Mark, how do you think you're going to do today?
I think I'll be okay. I'm like, you know, I'll do my best, put it that way.
Okay. All right, listen, Mark, stay there. As I'm a gentleman, I think, Della, we should let you go first. Is that all right?
Yes, fine with me.
Okay. Are you ready, Della?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Question one, Della. What confusing Hemel landmark was originally named the Plough Roundabout after a pub which stood nearby?
The Magic Roundabout.
Yes. Question two. When Robert Snooks was put to death in Hemel in 1802, he became the last person in Britain to be executed for being what kind of thief?
A highwayman.
Wow, you're on a roll. Question three. Earlier this month, scenes for Ricky Gervais's programme Afterlife were shot in Hemel Old Town, but what was his character's name?
John?
No, it was Tony. Question four. Hemel Hempstead FC unveiled a new club crest at the start of June, but what is the team known as? The Tudors, the Roses, or the Vikings?
The Tudors. We're the town with the magic roundabout.
Well done. And question five. John Lynch moved to Hemel in 1963 and made the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most what on his body?
Tattoos?
Piercings. Question six. Hemel claims to have the first purpose-built multi-story car park in the UK, but was it built in 1950, 1960, or 1970?
1960.
Yeah, you got that right. Okay, listen, we'll find out how you got on in just a minute. Oh, actually, you know, producer Hannah, how did Della get on?
She did well. She scored four.
Right, so you got four. Okay. Della, stay there. This is your moment, Mark. This is your moment. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right, let's do this. Question one. Some people say the town of Chesham is named after the River Chess. Some people say the river was named after the town. So which one is right?
The river was named after the town.
Yeah, of course it is. Question two. Actor Guy Sinner lives in Chesham. He is perhaps best known for playing Lieutenant Gruber in which hilarious British comedy set in occupied France.
Hello, hello.
Of course it is. Question three. This famously well-spoken Stephen was educated at Chesham Prep School and went on to great success in one of this country's best-loved comedy duos. But who is he?
Stephen Fry.
Wow, you're on a roll. Question four. The the Cheshire Medical Centre in Chesham was used in the filming of a hard-hitting BBC drama about a GP who takes revenge on her cheating partner. But what was that show?
Pass.
It was Dr. Foster. Question five. In Market Square, on the site of Chesham's 18th century town hall, which was demolished in 1965, stands a clock tower. But what year was the clock tower constructed?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to guess at 1974.
No, it was 1992.
Blimey.
Let's find out how you got on with producer Hannah.
He did well, but not well enough. He scored three, so that means Della is the winner today.
Wow. Mark, I was hoping that you'd get it, but you didn't.
These things happen. Well done, Della.
Della, how are you feeling?
Happy. Very happy.
Della, we're going to come to you in a minute. Let's find out from Mark about... You're doing something fantastic, Mark. You're putting on a free comedy night for NHS workers in Chesham.
We are indeed. It's not just NHS workers. It's any frontline workers and also anyone who's volunteered for a COVID help group. We wanted to say thank you to those who've done so much for our community. So it's a free night of comedy, and they can bring their families up to a table of six on the 12th of June.
On the 12th?
Of course, in Chesham, yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, it must have taken lots of time to organise and to get people involved.
It's surprisingly, it's taken a bit of time to organise, but it's not had any issues getting them involved, because we made a decision very early on that comedians and performers have suffered hugely through the pandemic. So we're dipping into our own pockets and we're paying for them. So they are being paid to appear. And we've also chosen performers that we know have personal stories to do with the NHS and COVID that we thought that they would be fitting for the evening. So we've done it that way. So whilst we're paying for the lot, it's just our way of saying thank you.
That's amazing. Who have you got on the bill? Just briefly give us a couple of names.
So we've got a brilliant MC called Pam Ford, who's worked in a care home looking after old folk all the way through the pandemic. And we've got our headliner is a guy called Christian Ryan, who's a musical comedian who is superb. And people will really enjoy him, as well as a local guy called Jim Daly, who could be big one day.
Fingers crossed. And it's happening next Saturday. Where is it again? Next Saturday at the
Black Horse in Chesham. And to book tickets, if they drop me an email at cheshamcomedy@gmail.com.
Mark, thank you. Listen, I hope all goes well. Have a great day, my friend, and take it easy. And listen, don't worry about not winning this. And Della, you obviously over the moon. You're going to call your friends. You're going to send texts to everybody that you know about this moment to say that you've won Postcode Wars today.
Hopefully they're all listening. I've told everybody
tell them to get out from bed if they're still in bed. And you've got a new book.
Yes, it's my second book, The Grumpy Gnome Goes on Holiday.
And what's the inspiration behind the book?
It was inspired by a little holiday I had myself to a place in France called the Palais Ideal, which is just this really crazy like palace that a little postman has built in his garden. It's just crazy, beautiful and big.
Wow.
So I was just inspired to write about going on holiday with some friends and what happened along the way.
And that's the basis of the book. And when is the book due to be released?
28th of June.
20th of June. Brilliant.
Yeah.
What is your track? I've got a big smile because your track, I'm simply going to say it's a tune. It's a brilliant tune. Why have you gone for this track?
Because you wouldn't play Metallica.
Oh, no, hang on a minute.
It's my
No. Don't get... Producer Hannah, what's going on? I wasn't consulted about Metallica. What's going on here?
I wasn't either. I didn't have the pre-conversation.
Okay, Della. Okay, I'm just going to say
I love Prince, so I'm very happy with that song. I've seen him three times, or saw him three times.
What was he like?
Fabulous, every time. Worth every, got my money's worth. He was really entertaining and, just sounded fabulous. It was really, really good.
So you saw him three times. Best moment, seeing Prince.
I was in the eighth row back, well, in one of them, and it was the Love Sexy Tour, which the song is coming. No, not the song that's being played, but it had a car on the stage and everything. They were all dancing. It was just, incredible.
It was out of this world. Please introduce your track and we'll play it. Listen, congratulations for winning.
Thank you very much. Can I just say hello to my granddaughters, Rosie and Poppy, and of course to my Grumpy?
Of course. And please introduce your tune as well and we'll play it.
This song is called Alphabet Street by Prince.
No!
Thank you, dear. Listen, good luck with the book as well. Have a great day.
Thank you, and you. Cheers, Ed. Bye.